Okeechobee, Florida.
Number 113. Thanks for tuning in. This week's intro tune is by The Mustang, aka Paul Griffin, on the organ with his cover of Yellow Bird from 1965. We got more 45s from that Windsor Detroit collection and a few more LPs that I picked up over the last week. Up with the production of the show. It's going to be sort of a 52 card pickup show. Very random. Thanks again for tuning in, and I hope you enjoy the show. From Donnie Iris.
I would set free you. I never shall again. I hope you bring your pride.
song there was called Joking by Donnie Iris, and it was the B-side to a single called Aaliyah. And both these songs came out on the album, which came out in 1980. Donnie Iris there. What's next? King Curtis here with a nice recipe for you.
Today's special is Memphis Soul Stew. We sell so much of this, people wonder what we put in it. We're gonna tell you right now. Give me about a half a teacup of bass. Now I need a pound of fat back drums. Now give me 4 tablespoons of ballin' Memphis guitars. This gonna taste all right.
Groove, and one of the big hits for King Curtis, that was Memphis Soul Stew, and that originally came out in as a single in 1967, and I found it here on a best of collection for King Curtis. Yeah, great groove there. From one king to another, here's King Tubby's. The top of 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 That song was called Dr. Man Skank. And that was the dub version of a song called Pressure and Slide as performed by Carlton Patterson. This came out in 1980 on the Black and White record label out of Jamaica. Yeah, good stuff there. All right, let's change gears here to some Canadian music from Saskatchewan. It's the Northern Pikes. CanCon, Canadian content from 1987. That was a group called the Northern Pikes from Saskatchewan, Canada. And that song was called Teenland. And this song was recorded a few times by them. First in 1985 on their self-released LP, and then again on their Virgin record label debut in 1987. That was Teenland, and it has a pretty great 80s video. The singer guy kind of reminds me of Breakfast Club era Emilio Estevez in a undershirt there. doing some nice 80s dance moves. Yeah, go on YouTube if you want to see that video for some joy there. All right, here's some a great cover of the Jackson 5. another funky jam from the Living series by RCA. So this was Living Jazz, and that was a cover of the Jackson 5's ABC. Yeah, lots of great R&B covers on this Hot Butter and Soul Living Strings or Living Jazz record. Yeah, like I said, on the RCA label. This came out in 1970, and it's featuring Ethel Gabriel again as the producer. All my favorite Living records have been produced by her. Yeah, hopefully I'll find some more jams on the Living series. All right, here's Unrelated Segments.
Well, it's not fair. You know it's just not right. Well, it's not fair. Girl, that'll cry every night.
Unrelated Segments with a song called It's Not Fair. And that was the flip side to a song that I played a couple weeks back called Cry, Cry, Cry. And yeah, that came out in 1968 on the Liberty record label. And this next track is also on the Liberty record label, but it's from 1981. Here's a song by Xavier.
Thank you.
another one of those Windsor Detroit 45s. That was Xavier with a song called Love is on the One from 1981. And that was the B-side to a song called Work That Sucker to Death. But yeah, I really prefer the B-side there. Also from 81, this was a cool surprise to pick up this week. Here's R.E.M. REM. That was Radio Free Europe, and that was the original 1981 recording on the Hiptone record label originally, and it's collected here on the 1988 collection that REM put out called Eponymous. Also in 1988, their album Green came out on the Warner Brothers record label, I think, if memory serves. Yeah, what a great year for REM, and it was certainly a fun year to be a fan of theirs. Way back then. Yeah, great collection, and maybe I'll play something from Green in the future. I don't know. Yeah, I found both of these records, Green and Eponymous, in a box of records that I picked up this week. We're under lockdown here in Ontario, so all the thrift stores are closed, so I've been searching online and finding local people who have records for sale, and I lucked out last week with a good collection of records that had both of those 1988 REM records. How about that? All right, let's change gears here. Some more dub reggae. This one's from Trinity.
One and one is two, but yet I'm a band billion to two.
Originally released in 1976, this is a reissue on the Well Charge record label out of Jamaica. That was Trinity with a song called All Gone, and that was the dub version there for you. All right, I will have some data for you shortly and some more music later on. But before that, I would like to do some shout outs. I'll start with Twitter this week. I got some nice decodes from a bunch of people. Mitch, KJ7CAT, and DRMNA.info were both reporting rough conditions last week. It sounds like there was some solar flare activity going on last week, which may have contributed to the rough conditions out there on the west side of North America. I did hear from Donnie K5BKR. I think he's in Austin, Texas, with very good reception out there, listening in on his very tiny CountyCom handheld radio and decoding the image with the TVAR app, the Android app. I also got a nice decode from Bobby, WA5107SWL, and also Catface McMeowMeow, sending over a very partial text frosty code. Conditions were also rough for them out in California, but cool that you were able to catch a snippet of that and also could pick out some of the Firecracker song that I played by Yellow Magic Orchestra. I also got a nice image decode from Matt W0MDK out in Colorado, and some very nice analysis from Jolly Roger Mania, sending over a report and some nice images there. And he wanted to point out that 112, last week's episode, is also the emergency number for Germany, much like our 911. And in Japan, it's 119. A few more shout-outs on Twitter. Hello to PHXT, Brian W8LN, Kawasaki AA Hachiyoni, Weeds Up To Me Knees, SWL Channel, and of course, Rose at Radio Northern Europe International. I hope you've been enjoying this month's episode, which happens or is played before this program on WRMI. And also, I wanted to mention that drmna.info has put together a couple episodes of a Beatles program, the birthday Beatles bash shows. So one episode already went out on April 30th. No, already went out a few days ago. Unfortunately, I missed it. But there is going to be another episode, and that's the 1st of May at 0130 UTC. So that's actually going to be on April 30th. That's a Friday night, so please check the local times in your area. That's 0130 UTC. And check out some great Beatles shows. And there's also some MFSK images in there. And I think they were encoded by Kim Andrew Elliott of the Shortwave Radiogram. So yeah, check out the birthday Beatle Bash show on 5850. And again, that's the 1st of May at 0130 UTC. And that's going to be a Friday night, the day before. Please check your local time listings. A few more shout outs. I heard from a few people on email. I heard from April last week. She was having some trouble with an SDR. Seems like it wasn't calibrated right, and she was catching another program, but switching over to her Texon PL660 brought her the show. So good to hear from you, April, and thank you so much for supporting the show. That was a very nice donation. I really appreciate it. I also heard from Steve, W4OGM in Peachtree, Georgia. I didn't hear from him last week, the week before, episode 111, I guess conditions were bad, but last week's show came back really good for Steve. Very nice decode there. Thanks, Steve. And I also heard from Richard in St. Albert, Alberta, sending along a very nice reception report and a funny video as well. Thank you very much, Richard. Good to hear from you. And a few more shout-outs. Hello to everyone at the hfs.own.org Discord chat group. A load of Frigid, Jeff, Daddy Dave, Hiroshima posting a great decode, image decode from last week out in South Indiana. And also a big hello to Dazman. Good to chat with you all last week, and maybe I'll see you in the chat room tonight. Go to hfzone.org to find your link to the Discord chat group where people are talking about shortwave all the time, right now even. All right, I will have some data for you shortly, but here's another record that came in the box of records with the REM records. It's German music. Check this out. Germany, some prog rock from Eloy. That's E-L-O-Y. A song called Floating from an LP also called Floating that came out in 75. I think I said that. Yeah, and these cats were from Germany. And this here was a Canadian pressing on the Janus record label. All right, it is time for some MFSK 64 text and image. This week's image will be backed, or this week's data will be backed by a Bert Kampfer song. This one's called Candlelight Cafe. All right, here you go. Ding. there is your MFSK 64 text and image for this week's program. I would love to see your results. You can email me at thisisamusicshow@gmail.com. One more time with the email address, thisisamusicshow@gmail.com. Please send along your reception reports. Let me know where you're listening from and if you had any favorite songs. And if you didn't do any of that digital stuff, it doesn't matter. I'd still love to hear from you. All right, if you do the Twitter flavor of social media, I'm on there. This is a music show with no W on the end. And of course, another reminder to go check out the thisisamusicshow.com website. You can find archives of past shows on there and also links to the official This Is a Music Show store where you can buy t-shirts, sweatshirts, and mugs, or all of the above. You can also click the support button and send over a plain Jane donation if you want. All that money that's raised by t-shirts and also donations all goes to buying more airtime here on WRMI. Your support is very much appreciated. All right, I have one last song for you. It is by a group called The Emotions, or maybe just Emotions. This is a B-side to a big song of theirs called Best of My Love. This song is called A Feeling Is from 1971. Hope you enjoy it. All right, this was a music show, episode number 113. I am your host. Thanks so much for tuning in this week, and I hope you'll be back next week. See ya. Stay safe. Love.
Yeah.